Alaska's three representatives on the U.S. Olympic cross-country ski team are getting a chance to preview the official course in Whistler for the first time today. They also participated in the first U.S. Nordic ski press conference at the Games with eight teammates from across the country. Keegan Randall talked about something that was on everyone's mind, the chance to win a medal in the sport for the first time since Bill Koch did in 1976.
Well, it's a pretty fun sport to be in that the history books are wide open right now, and I'm super excited to be on a team that has a ton of momentum. We've put together as a team the best results ever in U.S. skiing history, I think, over the last few years, and the team atmosphere we had in Liebrich at the World Championships last year really contributed to my success and our success as a team, and I think we want to just take that momentum and carry it into these Olympics.
First-time Olympian Holly Brooks is clearly enjoying the experience. Yesterday, she and her teammates had a chance to model their new Olympic-issued wardrobe. The old-fashioned-looking clothes are designed by Ralph Lauren and make the athletes look like they're North Pole explorers in the 1920s. The outfits include things like chunky sweaters, down parkas, white stretchy pants, and clunky mountaineering boots. Fashion aside, Brooks proved last weekend she's a serious contender at these games. Last weekend, she placed as high as 24th in her first World Cup races.
You know, I'm definitely in a unique position in that kind of a rookie to this with having my first World Cup last week. But I had a great time. I'm really glad to have at least two World Cup races under my belt a week before going into the Olympics. And I think it was a real confidence booster, you know, to go out there and race with all the other women and see that I could compete with them and kind of get to know the system and the pace and stuff like that. So it was a real confidence booster, and I was really glad to have that opportunity.
This is Anchorage skier James Southam's second Olympics. He was disappointed in his performance in Torino in 2006, but he's confident in his preparation this time around. Southam is focused on the longer distance races.
I mean, the last year I've started to focus a lot more on the longer distance races, which are something that I think I just never trained for before. And since I've started doing that, things have come along quite well. And, you know, my coach and I put together a good plan. And you know, we've got an amazing group of coaches and WAC staff here at the Games that I think are going to give us definitely a big advantage with all the time they spent here.
The first cross-country ski events are scheduled for Monday, February 15th, with the women's 10-kilometer skate and the men's 15-kilometer skate.